Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's time once again for newly revamped, rebooted Season 5, Living Loud Nation. If you're in the Eastern time zone, it is already Sunday, October 7th, 2018. If you're in the Central or otherwise time zone, it is Saturday, October 6th, 2018. And, of course, this is Living Loud Nation. I'm your host, Rob Smirnoff-Fuzzle. And joining me is our new co-host, the man himself. I'll let him introduce himself.
Peace. I am PD Ice, the dictator. What's going on, everybody?
Like I said, as time goes along, we'll have more time to really talk about what we want to talk about as far as time is concerned. But due to the constraints of Blog Talk Radio, this is kind of where we're at right now. But again, this is a newly revamped. We focus mainly on, politics, entertainment, music, pro wrestling, not too much pro wrestling, but just kind of a mixture. MGTOW.
Yeah, red pill issues, you know what I'm saying, dealing with dating, you know what I'm saying, not that we experts, but just talking about experiences and maybe, you know what I'm saying, anything that I've experienced or Rob experienced might be able to shed a little light on what another brother might be going through so that you can navigate successfully in the world of the things that have six breasts and four legs. Can I say that?
Oh, this is a rated R show, brother. Go ahead.
Oh, bitches. Bitches, yeah. But, I just wanted to make sure everything was cool. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I have a question for you, man.
Yeah.
I got a question for you. Is it me, or does everybody in the world, or at least in the United States, it seems like someone's suing somebody else?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of that's been going on lately, man. Recently with the whole Bill Cosby jumping off, you know what I'm saying? He just got sentenced to 3 to 10 years. And then, we had the Kavanaugh hearings, you know what I'm saying, to try to get him, up on the Supreme Court, but they were trying to bring up his past alleged indiscretions, you know. So, yeah, what I think it is, it's a part of the pussification of America, you know.
Okay.
I mean, because, it's like words is hurting motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Hate speech.
Yeah.
Man, hate speech wasn't a thing, you know what I'm saying, when we were kids. You know, bullying was never somebody calling names or teasing you. Usually that was the homie, you know what I'm saying? A bully was a dude that would put hands on you and make it where you wouldn't have no food for lunch. That was a bully. So I don't understand how all these people are claiming they've been being bullied and ain't no blood or bruises. You know what I'm saying? Bullying is physical. Also with bashing. You know what I'm saying? When people, if you say something, you know, critical, you know what I'm saying, about a female, they say you're woman bashing. You know, I mean, I've never heard of anything bashing that wasn't physical. You know what I'm saying? Back in the 80s, you know, we heard of this thing called gay bashing, where dudes will find some homosexual. They will go to a gay neighborhood and try to lure a gay dude and fight him, beat him up. They would jump him. That way, and so when that would come on the news, you know, it was called gay bashing. So that's the first time I ever heard the term bashing, you know what I'm saying, like that. So I'm thinking bashing is physical. So now if a woman is getting bashed, I expect to see a woman looking like she got through talking shit to Prince's father, you know what I'm saying, or something, you know what I'm saying, a black eye or a busted lip. I don't want to see nobody bashing.
Right, right.
Somebody was calling you names, or somebody said something you don't like. Sticks and stones. You know what I'm saying? Let's go back to the fourth grade. Sticks and stones. And that, to me, is a part of the pussification of America. For a lot of people, people are suing people for things that may or may not be sue-worthy. Now, as far as when it comes to some rape-type shit, you know, I don't think anybody here within the sound of our voices is agreeing with rape. Rape is not cool. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you can accuse somebody without evidence. You know what I'm saying? And so my thing is, if women accuse a dude of rape, you have to understand the law. You have to understand that that's a serious charge, and the man is going to be facing some football numbers, you know what I'm saying, or should be facing some football numbers. So to play around with that, you know, it's not nothing to play around with. You know, it's nothing to play around with. So you want to make sure that you have the evidence. You know, make sure that, you know what I mean? And it shouldn't be some regret sex. You know, you had sex with a guy, he came early, you didn't come at all, and so now you feel icky, you know, and so now you, in order to not feel like a slut, because you told your friend you wasn't coming home last night, you know, don't wait up for me, you told your homegirl. And so she knows you was out fucking, but you don't got no good stories. So because you don't have no good story, it wasn't the way you thought it was going to be, you know. And so now the dude raped
you, right,
so you can feel better, you know. Or like the 14-year-old boy who got stabbed by other niggas because the girl had sex with one dude and didn't want the other dude to find out. So when they find out, she pointed out this other dude that had nothing to do with it, and they killed him. The 14-year-old boy, you know what I'm saying, up in New York. You know, this happened within the last 6 weeks. You know what I'm saying? Some serious shit. You know, it's awesome to believe women, you know.
So here's my thing on the Bill Cosby thing, man.
Yeah.
I don't think Bill did. You know, I think Bill did some of that stuff, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like the Kavanaugh shit that you were talking about. Why would you sit there and wait almost four decades later and bring this up? And did he not get confirmed today?
He did.
Okay.
The 114th Supreme Court Justice.
Yeah, so why would you wait four decades to bring up something this old?
Yeah.
I mean, regardless.
I don't know, man. That's a good question. I guess you'd have to ask a female that had, you know, that was violated. And see, that's the sad thing. It's like, you know, for a woman to be violated, I'm sure that's some traumatic shit, you know what I'm saying, to where I don't know how easy that will be to talk about, you know. But at the same time, you know, there's a possibility when your evidence, when your story is not corroborated, when there's nobody to say, yeah, I remember that, you know, when you have nobody to catch the back of your story, it appears that you're lying. Now, but the problem is, I watched the testimony, and I've got to say that I thought she was being sincere, you know, and she did pass the lie detector test. But all that means without corroboration is that she believed it. That's all that means. All that means is that she believed it, and that's where we get into the whole thing of her truth, you know.
You're talking about Dr.
Your truth. Brett?
No, I'm saying you're talking about Dr. Ford?
Yes. You know what I'm saying? She sounded very convincing.
Well, here's another thing.
Yeah.
Even if it was true,
mm-hmm.
Number one, why would you wait 40 years later? And number two, you got to take into account that this woman's got a PhD in psychology. So she already knows the game. That's a known fact. I'm not making this up. I mean, they talked about that. Well, she's got her doctorate in psychology, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I don't know what it's in, but I know she got two of them. So she ain't no dummy.
Right. Right. So she can, who's to say that she didn't practice this up until, you know, when she finally came forward with her story?
Exactly. Like she might have been rehearsing it to beat the lie detector.
Right. Who's to say she didn't rehearse and record herself talking or talking with other family members? And, you know, there's the only thing I don't understand is, like, okay, well, you have fear of flying on in the airplane to come to Washington, D.C. to answer these allegations. Or, I'm sorry, not answer these allegations, but to, you know, give your testimony of the allegations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, right. What was their reason, what was the FBI's reason for allowing the Kavanaugh to get confirmed?
Well, I don't think it was so much of the FBI allowing it due to what they had to do for their investigation. As I understand it, it was more of them just trying to find links and corroboration with a story. You know what I'm saying? But they, I don't think they talked to that many more people. You know what I'm saying? Like, there were more people that came out from the other two accusers. And so the Democrats wanted the FBI to question the people that they brought up. But that wasn't, I guess, within the parameters of what they were looking at. Because the FBI investigation was about Ford, not them other bitches. You see what I'm saying? So it's like with everybody that spoke up about Ford's issue, nobody backed up her story. You see what I'm saying? And so basically all the FBI did was just find out what everybody already knew. And they said no new information came. And what they did say was they actually found more information that backed up Kavanaugh's story rather than Ford. You know, so
now,
that's the reason why.
Now,
okay?
No, I was just going to say that who's to say that, okay, for the benefit of the doubt, let's say they did know each other when they were younger.
Mm-hmm.
I can see how this played out. I'm thinking that she had low self-esteem back then.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't ugly back then. If you look at some older pictures of her, she was all right.
The one I saw, she had glasses and braces.
Hmm.
So you might have seen one where she... Huh?
I said, how'd it look to you?
Well, she looked beat up, homie. Like, remember Weird Science?
Yeah.
Remember when the bikers busted it at the party, and it was the one dude with the fucked up face with no chin. Yeah, she looked like his daughter.
You talking about the TV show that came on in the 90s or the original 80s movie?
The 80s movie with Anthony Michael Hall and Robert Downey Jr.
That I didn't see. And by the way, FYI, they're supposed to be bringing Weird Science back, like a movie. Mm. Or was that? No, not Weird Science. I'm thinking of Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure because Bill and Ted was with Keanu Reeves.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I got the two mixed up.
Nah, that's cool. Ain't no problem with the late George Carlin as Rufus.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
But Weird Science was Anthony Michael Hall, and what that was it was these two nerdy kids. They were like freshmen in high school, and Robert Downey Jr. was like a senior in high school. He was like, you know, kind of a dick, but you know, not a dick, a cool dick. And Bill Paxton was one of the dude's older brothers. You know what I'm saying? All-star cast, Kelly LeBrock. She was the model at the time in the 80s that was in the movie. And what it was these two geeks made a woman. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They
made
a
woman. I remember watching the 90s remake of Vanessa Angel, by the way, she was hot back then.
Okay.
In the 90s.
Who was
it? Early to mid 90s. Her name was Vanessa Angel.
Who's the girl? What was her name?
Well, her real name is Vanessa Angel. I forgot whatever the computer's name was.
Oh, Lisa. Yeah.
Lisa, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to have to look up that actress. Yep.
Yeah, Vanessa Angel.
So
she
the
had
girl,
like brown hair. Man, she was
I'm
hot.
I'm going to check that out. Yep.
Back then, everybody wanted her, dude, like everybody.
Okay.
Everybody I talked to, friends at school, the people on the street, hey, you watch Weird Science?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you know, I'll catch it. And
okay.
You only watch it for her.
Yeah. But, yeah, so the picture that I saw.
I don't know what it looked
like. So what I was saying is the picture that I saw of Dr. Ford, she wasn't that attractive. So what I'm thinking was that might have been a school picture from that year versus, you know, the summertime. Because I was in the summertime. I'm sure she wasn't, you know what I'm saying, looking like that. And she was, you know, I guess coming back from swimming, you know what I'm saying? But
My thing is, here's my thing.
I'm not... I don't want to say I'm not a rapist, but I'm not a rapist. You know what I'm saying? And not saying that Kavanaugh is, but this is why the story, like, I believe she believed the story. You know what I'm saying? She sounded credible. Her story didn't. You see what I'm saying? But the problem was I was trying to put myself in Kavanaugh's place, and I couldn't see myself doing it. I couldn't see myself following a girl upstairs who didn't invite me upstairs. Number one. Two, pushing her into a bedroom against her will. Number three, then she recognizes my face and she can tell to where no matter what, when this is all said and done, I'm going to be in trouble. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, like, this is if I rape this bitch, this is going to be my last summer because my mama's going to whoop my ass. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Then you had to take into account that there was another guy there,
what?
You know, making all the noise and all that nonsense.
Yeah. Come on, yeah. And it's like my thing is, it's one thing where are we gonna pull the train on this bitch? Because see, that's not how the other homie was acting. Because they said he was jumping on the bed and shit, acting all stupid. Because they said he jumped on the bed twice. And that's how she got away, because jumping on the bed is what knocked Kavanaugh off the top of him. You know what I'm saying? And then she was able to, everybody fell off the bed, and then she was able to skirt out and run to the bathroom across the hall. You know, but I'm thinking, like, when the fuck would I ever be at a party with my homies, we drinking, it's bitches, right? And she's taking the bitch upstairs, and I'm in there with him. Why am I not trying to find my own bitch? See, number one, it don't make no sense.
If it was true, the only thing I could think of is, you know, Kavanaugh's a real nigga in that sense. I'm not saying this is true because it's not, this is all hypothetical we're talking here. Let's say Kavanaugh, you know, told his homeboy, let's say his homeboy's name is, I don't know, what's the typical name, Tim.
Mark.
Let's say his name is Tim.
Okay.
And him and Tim had an understanding from the jump after getting to know each other and everything. Let's say they play football together, and then summer break, like a couple weeks to a month. You know what I'm saying? And let's say they become the best of friends, and then they have this unique system that they talk to each other. And dudes like Kavanaugh's like, hey, man, as soon as I get a little more money in my pocket and get my stuff together as far as degrees are concerned, who's say that he ain't going to look out for his boys? And that's
well, as in, so you're saying...
Allegedly, or hypothetically.
Like, if it was true, and he said, just if you look out for me, I'm going to look out for you in 30 years.
Right.
That would be some G shit. You know what I'm saying? That would be some long-term thinking, control the world type shit.
Right. So it's got to be a situation where... even if Kavanaugh is somewhat guilty, which he's not, but let's say if he was, again, this is all hypothetical. I don't want anybody to try to get upset. And then they misconstrue our words, and they try to call the government and try to say, oh, we got proof that Kavanaugh really did it. He really did it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why y'all confirmed it.
Right.
No, it's all hypothetical. We're just a low-budget rent podcast from Texas. Well, my man's from another state, but I'm in Texas. But
yeah, I'm in Philly.
Let's say if that was true.
Yeah.
And Kavanaugh and his homeboy did do something. You know, unless there's some criminal charges brought up against Kavanaugh, this homeboy ain't gonna say nothing.
Right, and see that's the thing though, because according to Ford's testimony, nothing happened. He tried to take her clothes off, but he was unsuccessful. All he did was cover her mouth. That's all he did. All he did was cover her, got on top of her, covered her mouth, and wasted her time. That's all he did. Now, If that's a crime, he should have been charged for that long time ago, but I'm sure the statute of limitations is not 36 years. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So it can't be criminal. You know what I'm saying? And that's the messed up part. But then again, I don't think that she thought that it was a crime at the time, because he didn't get the pussy. He didn't take the pussy. According to her, she tried. They failed and laughed about it from failing. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's dumb because they either knew that they were some untouchable white boys at 15, 17, or they were stupid as fuck.
Right.
Because I wasn't doing shit like that at 13.
No, not at all. Maybe 17.
If a girl told me no, I hope she meant it, because I'm going to stop. You know what I'm saying? Don't say no and mean yes. Because you ain't going to get no dick from me. I ain't fucking around. I don't want no charge.
No, not at all.
You know?
If you say no, then no means no. I'm not going to pressure you. I'm not going to keep pushing it. Now, if we talking and then you decide that for whatever reason you don't want to fuck, then you need to go ahead and say that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Don't waste my time.
Don't waste my time.
Just like I could make you as a grown-ass man, I expect the same thing from a grown-ass woman.
Exactly.
And you know, another thing, this is kind of related but unrelated. It has to do with what I just said that I think we both agree on. And I just wanted to say this. And you're probably going to be like, man, shut up, dog. Just move on or whatever. But I'll be honest with you, man. Like, one of my biggest pet peeves online is the fact that I can be chatting with somebody or chatting with a couple of people on Messenger. And then I go back later. I'll be like, well, I wonder why such and such didn't respond. Then let's say if I send you a message that warrants and requires immediate
attention.
Response, or let's say,
yeah.
Hey man, how you doing? I need to talk business, and then you
yeah.
go and then that profile picture goes down, indicating that you read the message, but you don't say shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you when you try to get back at them, and then you're trying to be nice and try to be cordial.
Yep.
It's when you put the black man's Achilles heels on their ass is when shit goes, sideways. You got to get sideways with a motherfucker. I've seen
mm-hmm.
too many grown-ass men act like straight bitches, doing shit like that, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's what you got to – I try to keep a small circle, you know what I'm saying? Because, it's like – dudes like that are good for the periphery. You know what I'm saying? Those are like the guys who, if it's something jumping off for the weekend, you know what I'm saying, you let them know where it's at, but you're not really going to roll in the car with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, there's
right,
a party
right,
over there.
Right.
Such and such. You know what I'm saying? How you getting there, nigga? I'm rolling with the homie. Or, you know what I mean? Because you don't, if something pop off, and I'm stupid. Something pop off. What the fuck I look like going to some place where something might pop off? I'm speaking from back in the day. You know, because you go to a place with a flaky dude, you know what I'm saying? And, back in funk season, when you go to a club or something and something might pop off, you might need that man. You feel what I'm saying? And you got to know that you're going to need him. So you can't really be around no flaky type dudes. So you gotta keep your circle small so that everybody you fuck with, they thorough. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? To where sometimes people fuck with too many people to where they don't know where their troubles is coming from. You know what I'm saying? So
couple of my friends that are classmates, I didn't rub, but outside of a couple of people that I'm by the way, just everybody know, it's pretty much public knowledge by now, man, because I've been talking about it like crazy online. If you notice, I haven't really posted anything status-wise.
Yeah.
Mainly due to whoever decided to think it would be funny. And I'll tell you why my last, this last time I was in Facebook jail for 30 days. 30
Damn.
Fucking days. 30 days. And all I did was I said, oh, it's stupid, man. It really is stupid. I posted a poll, right, on Facebook.
Yeah.
I said, who's hotter, this chick or this chick? That's all I did.
Uh-huh.
Someone reported that, saying that they were sexist. And then I got a temporary they trying to say it was sexist, and I get suspended for 30 days.
Wow.
And I get documentation because I know that's what it was, because if your profile ever get, or if you ever get into what's called Facebook jail,
yeah.
It'll show you why you were in Facebook jail. It'll say it'll say that you sometimes they won't tell you the entire truth, because like they won't even tell you you'd have to get a subpoena of some sort, because they're not gonna tell you who reported it. So
right,
I'm kind of stuck
right.
Like because I don't know who it is. At the same time, I don't want to give up. Right. At the same time, I can't really give up this account, because this Facebook account is like my most important Facebook account, because I've got almost 5,000 friends on there. And
oh, wow.
I will say that about a fourth of them, I don't even know who they are, other than the first last of one of the ladies.
Yeah.
So I'm not. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't
mm-hmm.
know who it is. Even if it would take me a long time, dude. If I were to basically just to let everybody know, we're doing what's called the after party, and that's an additional 15 minutes on the download. We're recording this live, but it's we're not live on the air currently at this moment. But
right,
yeah, man. I mean, what do you think about all this?
Man, see, Facebook, I got on Facebook, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, you know what I'm saying? But I had to do it, it was back when you had to have a college email, you know what I'm saying? Because
college at the time.
You know, and I worked at the college.
Mm-hmm. Right,
because when I got on Facebook, MySpace was hot, you know, and I didn't really like Facebook because Facebook was so plain, and MySpace you could have your page with all this old shit on it, you know what I'm saying? But Facebook was just
In the day, like 8, 9, 10 years ago, I think I know what you're talking about. You know, you were really you can actually trying to think what I was going to say, like.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say if I don't know, am a professional wrestler, and the match starts, and then I get a hot tag, right, in professional wrestling, and I come in and clean house. Let's say I'm your tag team partner. You get your ass whooped by what's called the heel, the bad guy.
Yeah.
And then we tease the hot tag, you know, where I come in and clean house. And then you continue to get your ass whooped. Like, let's say that you made a tag, but let's say that the heels are distracting the baby faces. The referee, I'm sorry, is being distracted. And then, you know, it's kind of one of those things with, it's, you know, it's the basic formula of tag team wrestling. And then you go for your partner goes for a big move, right? And then he puts the other person down, and then that partner is a race against the clock. It's like, okay, that person's gonna tag and get the heel is gonna get ran into the ring, and then the baby face, they're gonna get the hot tag and the crowd's gonna go crazy, then they'll hit their spots and do their thing, boom, boom, boom. Hopefully lead to a victory.
Right, right.
So, I just thought I would make that analogy. If any of this makes any sense, I just try to break it down to a simple level so that our people can understand what I'm talking about.
For sure, for sure. But yeah, so
no.
You know, I got on Facebook and I ain't ever been to Facebook jail. You know what I'm saying? But I think I use it not differently, because lately I've just been, you know, talking trash, you know what I'm saying, trolling, you know what I mean? But, you know.
Right.
I haven't done anything, I guess, to warrant going to Facebook jail. I mean, I think I have compared to other friends that have done 30 days, you know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, I know some cats that made extra profiles just in case they get locked up again. You know what I'm saying? You know, and
well,
it's like,
that's what I did. You know, I made that backup profile because I knew that this may happen.
Yeah.
That's why I have that backup profile with the different picture. Not because I'm trying to troll people, but it's a backup channel.
Right, because it's you, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I think it's kind of silly, though, because it's like, it's internet, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, there was a couple of motherfuckers did get murdered on Facebook Live and shit like that. So, you know, I guess.
I didn't see the videos, but I heard about it.
Yeah, you know, so I guess you kind of got to tamper some shit down, you know, but, I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, I think that's a part of the desensitization, the lack of human interaction, and the pussification of America with this whole feminism trash. You know what I'm saying? It's making dudes pussy.
And don't get me started on the Me Too movement. I'm so sick to death of hearing about that. Okay, fine. Well, listen, I get it. Women want to have their voice heard. Women want to be treated as equals. Okay, if women want to be treated as equals, then they don't need to. They need to understand that if they talk some shit, that a man's going to talk shit back at them. But nowadays, we as men, especially black men, we can't even. I'm like, you know, I go to college, and you teaching it, or something like
I
that.
I work at where I'm not a teacher yet.
Yeah, so I'm scared to even talk to anybody. Say hello, how you doing? It's usually a homegirl that I've made acquaintance with, and if I do get somebody's phone,
Well, here's my question though. You know what I mean about the whole gender equality, equal rights. You know, so the women want to be treated equally. You know what I'm saying? But my question is, does that mean you want me to treat women like men, or you want me to treat men like women? Because I refuse to treat men like women, and I don't think men would like another man treating them like a woman. So then that would leave us to treat women like men. You know what I'm saying? And so that then men, women, if they truly want gender equality, would have to learn the men's rules. Because a lot of women get away with shit because they're women, because there's the whole men can't hit women. Because women do shit that a man would never do to another man. You know what I'm saying? Men don't get another man's face talking shit, cussing and yelling, you know what I'm saying? Talking crazy like that because, you know what I'm saying? Depending on what the discussion is about, it might come to blows. But women do that. Women will get all in your face.
Hey, and you can't lay a hand on them.
You can't lay a hand on them. And so that's where they got this gender equality fucked up.
Right. So the moment you lay a hand on them, then you might as well say, all right, well, you made the conscious decision to slap the shit out of this bitch. Then you go have to make the conscious decision of, all right, she's going to say rape. She's going to say that she was assaulted. You might as well go ahead and go. They're going to throw the book at you, especially if you're a black man. They ain't going to have no sympathy on your black ass. Not at all.
Right, right. Well,
that's why
you got to have your protocol down. For sure.
Yeah.
You know,
so
you got to have your own set of rules to where it's like, you know what the laws are, and you know how everybody think. You know there's a double standard. So even though they're going to holler gender equality on one hand, they're going to get in your face. And the moment, and if she hits you and you hit her back, she going to say, I'm a girl, and you're going to go to jail. So what the protocol should be is gender equality. Okay, you get in my face. All right, I'm in your face. We talking. We yelling. We cussing. All right, you hit me. Bitch, I'm calling 911. You going to jail. Gender equality.
Yeah, I mean, it's just that simple. You can't hit them back.
Mm-hmm.
There'll never be gender equality, man. It'll never be equal. It'll never be equal.
Yep.
Not in this fucked up country.
Right. So just send that bitch to jail, press charges, you know what I'm saying? Get her the hardest charge she can get, you know what I'm saying? Get that bitch a record, you know what I'm saying? Make it where she, you know what I'm saying? She going to hit you.
Right. I feel what you're saying.
They're not going to give her no time.
I'm just...
They're not going to give her no time, so you got to press charges. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, so.
They're not going to give her no fucking time. You know, women
well, hey,
chopping
man,
up penises and. Go ahead.
I was about to say I didn't mean to interrupt you. I know this is our first show. I think that for the first show, I think that it was pretty good. Pretty good show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I didn't want to just interrupt you, but we're about out of time today. I mean,
Oh, okay.
If I had time. If I had time, I mean, we could just go on and on, but, you know, kind of time strings.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I'm looking
so
at,
next time
I'm looking
we should
at
probably
the
do. Yeah.
Huh?
What we
yeah,
should
I'm just
probably do next time,
boxing.
man, is we should probably have the amount of time the show is going to be and then break it down into maybe 10-minute increments where we would talk about a certain thing for a period of time. And then, you know what I'm saying, that way we can
hit all the topics. Yeah, we'll talk about that on the offline. We'll talk about that.
Uh-huh. Cool.
So for my boy here in Rossman off Puzzle, this has been Living Loud Nation. We'll catch you next week.
Peace. Be safe.